Hey
All right.
guys.
Hello,
Hey,
how
what's up,
are
dude?
you?
How are you? It's good to see you guys. How are you both?
Everything's great,
Amazing.
man. Everything's good here, bro. Just doing some, loving talking to you guys over in Australia. We're excited to get there and play this thing, this music that we have out for our new fans. And there are a lot of new fans in Australia now, thanks to you guys. So
Yeah.
for having us.
Oh, we love it. We absolutely love it. I think last time we spoke was for the Alice album, but now we're talking for this. And this is
Right.
the first time talking to you, Calico, which I was really excited about because I love what you both do. Thank you. Yeah, like I want you guys to tour here. Like I'm
We want to so bad. I was just saying, like, I feel like Australia and Germany for us. Just the fans and the comments and the way that they, I feel like you guys receive the intent, like the way I was putting it out, you guys get it, right? Where it's like, oh, we'll be doing an interview and somebody goes, oh, I got this and that from the song or the video. And I went, yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
See, we get it. We may be on the arse end of the world, but we get it. We
Yeah, but you're a fine ass fool.
Oh. Well, of course, the new Beasto Blanco song, Run for Your Life, recently dropped, and this thing is massive. Like it's got heaps of energy and it's really dangerous to drive to. Let me just clear that. I almost got myself into some trouble. But how are you guys feeling about it? It's out in the world. It's teasing something much bigger on the horizon. Of course, you're getting that energy from everyone.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The excitement for Run for Your Life has been overwhelming. I knew we were doing something right. But when we released Run for Your Life, the single and the video, there was just this tidal wave of excitement and from new fans and already existing fans, and even just from our inside team. It's really created a real ball of energy. And for me, I'm just I just I get off on the fact that here we were in the studio making a record, and I was super excited about it. But when I get a chance to talk to somebody, or when they'll write us, and they'll say how this one particular line or this lyric has really touched them and means a lot to them. It's nice to know people are listening, and not just listening, but leaning into it and listening. This album is full of danger. It's full of excitement. And it's full of lean in and listen to these lyrics, listen to this music. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and kind of get your mind thinking a little bit, wandering.
Bought it now. I can't wait.
I do too. How do you
I
think it fit? Like, dude, okay, so check this out.
didn't.
We did there's 11 songs on the record, right? And because of like the time of like the pandemic and all this kind of stuff, we were allowed to go, well, we've got some time here. And so we ended up doing 11 videos for all 11 songs.
And
Yeah. And
did you direct all of them?
I did.
Oh.
I wrote, directed, set designed, whatever. And it was a concept that I thought, for years I'd go, oh man, in a perfect world, in a rad world, I would have the time and the money and the resources to do something like this. And then, I mean, it's so easy to get crushed by the concept of, well, the world shut down. And then I went, what? A year ago, before the pandemic, if you'd have told me
You have a year with zero consequences to do what you want. And all of a sudden, I live in Hollywood. All of these sound stages were empty. And all of these places were broke. And so when I want to get a spaceship, all of a sudden I can afford it. And I went, let's do this. And so you'll find on this story that it's like Bisto is, it's a story that all goes together and makes sense. But I mean, we're in real jails. We're in real spaceships built, you know, 360, like, and being able to work in those environments does something for you. I mean, even I always say, like, these guys are not actors. Like, I actually went to school for this, but you could have fooled me. You could have fooled me, man. You put these guys in a jail cell, and all of a sudden, I'm seeing some shit I haven't seen from Chris Latham. All of a sudden, he looks up at the camera, and I'm like, oh, never mind. But, yeah, to be able to put the visuals to the music was something that I always had, like, fantasized about. And here it is. And I'm so excited. You know, the way that it works now is you do the single, and because we get to watch it organically play out, right? Like, it's not like the single's out for 2 months and then the second single's out for 2 months. We're able now with technology to watch, wow, people are still 2,000 views a day. People are still riding this wave, and it would be dumb to like push them off the surfboard and go new wave, right? Like, let them ride it, let them enjoy it, let people like you spread the word and other people spread the word, and then when that's done, we'll pop back up on another one. And so when the record comes out, I'm going to disperse the visuals probably every, like, for the rest of the songs, probably like 2-3 weeks to introduce like a new visual. But like, the undertaking to get here was, I think my brain is like spaghetti squash at this point.
Well, I mean,
and still is. I mean, we're still working hard. I mean, the thing Calico and I realized, like, we were like, man, we're busy. And then like, when we released Run for Your Life and then released the video, we're like, oh shit, we're really busy now. Like, it's a different busy, because it just doesn't stop, you know. We're a band that's hands on, you know. We don't have a bunch of handlers. We're still, you know, at a place to where, and we always will be at a place where we're hands on. We decide the set list, and we decide the set design, and we have a lot of say so in what we're doing. But with that power comes great responsibility. And with the responsibility comes work, and but that's okay, because it's forced us to all dig deep and learn about a talent we didn't know we had, or we knew we had, but we hadn't quite, we had to put it to use. And we're doing that now.
Is it, obviously you mentioned that you've made like 11 videos. So is it going to be all Connecticut? Is that what it's going to be?
Connecticut.
Oh, okay. So is it all going to be put together as like a feature film at the end? Is that the goal?
So I'm so inspired.
I love this guy.
But, yeah, I know. You're thinking like we think. I love the concept of the movie Memento. And so what I wanted to do was start you guys off at the apex, right? Start you guys off at the big action sequence, right? Mm-hmm. So you're popping in for Run for Your Life right in the middle. And so as the videos come out, it spreads out to where you see where we came from and you see where we're going. And like, I wanted to play around with themes that are like a little, not even edgy, but a little bit dangerous for a hard rock band. Like things like defeat and pathos and things where it's like, you want to see your rock heroes up there with the, like, we never feel pain. We never lose. We never fall on our face. And I wanted to show like a broken side of some of these characters and some of these videos. And I mean, I never thought I'd make a video for a rock band that would make someone cry. Right. And I was showing the next single we have coming out, I was showing the video to someone, one of my actor friends the other day. And when it was done, he turns around and looks at me and he's like, fuck, dude.
Oh.
good. That's the idea. So yeah, I mean, eventually Beast-O is kind of prime for comics. We're prime for animation. We're prime for like any of that stuff. And I think what I wanted to show the world is these five characters can hold your attention for an hour and a half for a full feature. And I think that I had something to prove. And now that I'm watching it, I'm going, that's what I thought.
I want action figures. I want the comic. I want the shirts. I want the, as you can see, I'm one of those, you know, oh, I pushed a button.
Oh God.
There we go. I'm back. Yeah. So obviously, is that something that you guys want to build on with the characters? You know, we need a Kung Fu Chuck where you squeeze the legs and it does the karate chop.
Kung Fu, you know. Beast-O.
Oh no.
You know what I could be?
Oh, you're back. Oh no.
What?
You don't want a Kung Fu Chuck. You want a nunchuck.
Oh, it goes like that.
Yep.
Sorry, before I had my Kung Fu elbow pushing buttons. So for a second.
You're just pushing buttons, baby.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. All day, every day. of course, you know, are you guys both coming down for this pandemonium festival with Alice?
So we always joke around in bands. It's like, oh yeah, my day gig is I'm a waiter. My day gig. So my day gig is I do film and television. So that helps me with Beast-O, obviously, like do visuals and create. But Chuck is going to be all the Beast-O that you can handle on that one. I'm going to have to do some film and TV here, but we are really pushing. It's really dependent on the fans too, to get there. You know, if there's a demand, we'll be there in a heartbeat. But you know how it works is if there's a big enough demand, if it gets played enough, if enough fans post and repost and do all that stuff, then promoters go, hey, I want to bring you guys over. I mean, we could come over and hang out, but it's like, unless the crowds are there because they've heard about us, that's why we're really grateful to be doing, you know, your show and a lot of other shows so these people can get to know us, because I think you'll like it.
Well, I tell you what, look, I'm trying not to fanboy out. I've told Chuck before, like, I'm such a big fan of Beast-O and what you guys do. So it's, you know, I just want to see you guys down here and tour and get amongst it. Because I think, as you mentioned before, Australia gets it. And I think it would just be it would be massive. And you're about to hit Europe and play it's a little tiny little festival called Varken, you know, just a little thing. I mean, holy shit, that's like my dream.
Have you been? You've never been?
No, I've never been. You know, I've only been out of this country on a cruise ship for my honeymoon years ago. So I've never been and seen Europe and everything like that, like you guys have. So, I mean, are you looking forward to hitting over there? You know, Chuck, you're ready to rock and roll?
Always, always. You know, I've seen every backstage catering and restroom from Vakken to Pawtucket to Florida to Japan. You know, you get a chance to visit a lot of the cities, and we get a chance to really just go through them and tour. Absolutely looking forward to bringing Beast-O Blanco back to Europe.
Yeah.
You know, there's a chance for us to play a festival, Vakken, which is the holy ground. We know it's an honor to be mentioned. It's an honor to be invited. We know how massive that festival is, and it's something that we are really excited to have on our resume as a band. We've had the opportunity to play Vakken with Alice, and what a true gift and honor that is and was. And it's going to be a real nice feeling to look out in that crowd and play some Beast-O Blanco. But it really doesn't end with Vakken. For us, it's We want to go everywhere, man. We want to get to Australia badly. I don't just say it just so I can say, well, yeah, we did Australia. It's I truly believe that there is a rock and roll audience for us there. And I am so curious to see what would happen if we can get there. And like Calico says, you know, if we can get it to a point to where it's undeniable, to where they have to bring us over there, let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the goal, dude. You know, that's the goal, is to bring it over there. And, you know, we're just behind all the dreads and the explosions and all that stuff. Like, we really are a dirty old rock band. And I love it because it survives pretty much anything. And we've played bars and theaters and clubs and many giant arenas. And the one thing that I see over and over again, as far as, you know, my yellow contacts will let me see, is that in the club to the arena is a sea of faces like this. And that's what you want.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. Whatever we're doing is like sparking that rebellious, imaginative person that you were and that you still are, because you're sitting here in this crowd. Do you know what I mean? And the willingness to go with us on these journeys and like lean into the fact that we're all a little winky and slimy and sweaty and gross, and like it feels very like not separate, if that makes this, it makes any sense. It feels like I wish the stage was on the ground and everybody could see it, because it feels very like connected and organic. And I always have this weird vision, and since, you know, with fellow comic nerds here, when I'm singing and when I feel like the audience is like in it with me, I feel like Venom, right? I feel like the black tar and everything is reaching out and like touching your face in the crowd and putting my arm around your waist in the back. And it's all coming back into me. And when I'm in the pocket like that, it's like I just switch into this completely different world. And I watch videos of it going, who in the hell is that?
Yes.
And it's great. I love it because, you know, Chuck and I always say, the people that are sitting here talking to you are probably more of our characters than the people that are on stage. Like I put on earrings and some pink lipstick today to, you know, look good on camera. But when I peel all that off, she's under there, right? Unfiltered. And it's not the other way around. I don't put her on. I pull all this off.
Yeah.
And she's really my skeleton and my guts and everything. And for that hour, I'm showing her to all of you. And it's so exhilarating, and being able to like do that for different countries and crowds and watching people react to it. It gets a little realer every time, right? And then like I can wash it all off and go do this, but I think it just occurred to me not that long ago that is more me without all of these like polite filters and like verbal like, oh yes, and whatever. If I were allowed to say what I meant and react the way that I wanted to, I think it would err more on the side of that thing than me being like, no, you go first. No, please. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh no, I wasn't talking. Go ahead. She's like, bitch, no.
I love it. See, I get that. I sing for a death metal band, so I get it. And I say it all the time. I wish I could be that person every single day. Because when that dude is not this dude, that dude climb speaker stacks and fall off and do shit. And this dude's the...
And you. Yeah, but you are. And it's like, think about it like this. I don't know. It kind of tickles my feet. You talking to me now, like I can easily see that. I can see that could be underneath. And I sometimes think about it when I'm like doing my pretty girl makeup. I go, this is for everyone's safety.
Yes.
I'm putting on this armor and this, you know, these earrings and you're putting on your glasses, which I also wear, because I have to maintain my friendships and my family. And it's such a gift that we all have, especially anybody involved, you know, in rock and roll specifically, to be able to go, you know, most people are never allowed to take this off. And we are.
Yes.
And so I'm grateful for that hour that I get to take off, you know, the skin suit and be myself. And it makes me really grateful for it, whether or not it's 100,000 people or 100 people, I got that opportunity. And like, so seeing you climb the speakers and stuff, you carry the secret in your eyes where when you're doing a transaction at the bank or checking out, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Underneath that, they might not, but that guy swiping that card, this is for your safety.
Yeah, I love it. I love that. I love that. I'm glad that you get it because I have trouble explaining it. But
it's hard.
And it is. But I think I'm running out of time here. It's been, I could go talk to both of you.
Over. We would love to come back and back and
yeah,
you know.
come get us when we release the full record. And thanks for your enthusiasm. Thanks for your support. And we look forward to getting over there. So if there's somebody you can share this with, please do so.
Yeah, listen, subscribe. Run for Your Life is the song. Connecticut is going to be the record. And we want to come, so get us there.
I will do that. I will do that. And I can't wait to see you guys live. In the meantime, I'm going to have all the links down here and on the website. Much love to both of you. Chuck, hit me up when you're on the Gold Coast. I'll shout you some tacos.
Yes.
When you're down here, Calico, I'll shout you some tacos.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we've got a mate's got a restaurant, and it's really good. So in the meantime, take care, guys. Go crush it, and we will see you soon.
All right, man. See you soon. Great interview. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, guys. See ya.